Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hefner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Hefner. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantilla. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Clinton throws the ball into Bresud, who tags Davalillo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brown goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jerry Walker now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Walker, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bress Suit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantilla. Brown reaches second base with a double. Francona moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bress Suit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Clinton goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit is walked intentionally. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Walker. Malzone moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman is walked intentionally. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Malzone scores. Bressuit moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Mantilla moves to second. Early Win now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Early Win. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantilla. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Alves moves to third. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau pinch hits for Gary Bell. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.